So I'm joined on the line this afternoon by Rob Johnson of Caremark Cambridgeshire. Rob, very good afternoon to you.
Thanks for having us on the show, Neil.
No worries. Tell us first of all about the services that you run and operate.
So we're a domiciliary home care company. We look after clients who need our services in their own homes, basically. And that can be anything from a one-hour visit up to 24/7 living care.
Okay, so obviously under the current circumstances, what sort of measures are you taking? How prepared are you for all this?
Well, we've been briefing our carers for the past month since this sort of first broke. We have a business continuity plan for the business, and we've really just fallen back on that and doing what it says in the business continuity plan when a pandemic arises, you know. So what that means in practice is we have written to all of our clients last week, explaining to them what we're going to do if things become severe and some of our carers have to take time off. And we've also retrained all our carers, and we've got them looking at infection control, doing simple things like wearing a face mask when they're with clients, washing the hands before they start any visits, washing the hands when they leave the visits. So some pretty simple stuff, but we're basically following the plan that we produced when we first opened the business.
Okay. Now, I'm guessing that actually under current circumstances, there could be people who have got elderly dependent relatives who would normally look after themselves, who then suddenly find them having to self-isolate. You know, we're talking now if a member of the family runs a temperature, that's the entire family in self-isolation for 2 weeks. Is that an opportunity where they could contact you?
It is in certain respects. One of the things that I see happening over the coming weeks and months is that our living care service will have a big uptake on it, because then the client and the carer can basically self-isolate for as long as they need to, and there's a lot less risk of the client then catching any infection. So that I think is an opportunity in the short term. For me, this is carry on as normal. You know, listen to all the advice that the government's given out. Take the necessary action if you do need to self-isolate. And I think the other big thing is you don't need to panic. Buy what you need out of the shops and make sure there's enough for everybody to go around.
That sounds like good advice. Rob, thanks very much indeed for joining us this afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Neil.